This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org, recorded by Gabriel Pollard. New Zealand Labour Party sells pledge card, October 16, 2006. The New Zealand Labour Party attempted to sell one of their pledge cards at online auction site Trade Me. It only fetched 30 New Zealand dollars, but a similar auction run by Libertarians leader Bernard Darnton is fetching in the upwards of $400. However, the current bid at $440,000 is probably a fake bid. The pledge card Darnton is selling has described it as being mint condition, original 2005 Labour Party pledge card, nicely framed, just like the New Zealand taxpayer. He is selling it so he can raise money to take Labour to court, alleging that Labour misappropriated public funds so they could pay for the pledge cards. Labour's attempt at trying to sell their version of the pledge card is because of $825,000 they have been forced to pay back by the Auditor General. Auditor General Kevin Brady ruled that $1.17 million of taxpayers' money had been spent unlawfully on electioneering. There have been a numerous amount of questions on the Libertarians auction, mostly humorous, including, "Do I earn flybys when I use the card?" with the response, "No, Labour doesn't need to earn your loyalty is demanded." There is also a 1936 autographed book which includes the signatures from the MPs of Labour's first government, a deck of Labour Party cards said to be from the 1980s, or a sport jacket branded Labour and described as old school style meets new school textile technology. You can find this article and others at en.wikinews.org. Wikinews is a non-profit independent news site run by the non-profit Wikimedia Foundation. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.